Missouri Valley Conference basketball is coming to the Quad Cities. The Valley begins a new era in MVC tournament history.
Joe Taylor, head of the Quad Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau, hopes that ad and other promotions have done their job. He thinks thousands of people are here to watch the 8 women's basketball teams vie for the Missouri Valley Conference title.
We are anticipating between 1,500 and 2,000 fans for each session. There are 2 games for a session, so if we hit those numbers, that would be 7,500 to 10,000 attendance for the 4 days, and that would be extraordinary.
It's been 17 years since local basketball fans got to see NCAA action.
We're hearing there are a lot of just Quad City area girls who play basketball, and they want to see how NCAA Division I women play the game, so they've got 9 games to see that, so they can hone their skills by watching the big leagues, if you will, and being part of that. So this is not just playing basketball, it's also teaching and learning about basketball.
Ann Taylor says the Bureau has been preparing for the tournament for 2 years.
I think one of the keys here is that the Quad Cities, being in the geographic center of the Missouri Valley Conference, we have literally thousands of alumni of all these schools living and working right here. So there is a fan base, a relatively large fan base, upon which we can draw.
Patty Viverito from the Missouri Valley Conference says for the past 8 years, the tournament's been held in St. Charles, Missouri. She says the Quad Cities has already exceeded her expectations.
For instance, they're planning welcome committees, welcome groups for each of our team's arrivals over the next couple of days. You know, that's never happened before. You know, they're providing courtesy cars, you know, for our head coaches. You know, they're putting them in suites at the hotels. They're just doing a lot of the little things that really make a difference, and that's just how they're treating our teams. When it comes to the fans, both out-of-town fans and local fans, they've stepped up and they're putting together a fan festival that's going to be at the iWireless Center on Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, not just the usual fan festival where they, you know, throw a few baskets, you know, and have a little fun. You know, they're bringing in high school coaches who are going to actually do mini clinics.
And the conference brings a bit of its own fun to the tournament's new venue.
We've got a tradition where we play bingo on Fridays for all 4 of our games for the Friday sessions, and they play for prizes for school gear and Missouri Valley gear, and so that's sort of a fun tradition. And Moline, the iWireless Center, is adding to that tradition by offering some deep discounts on concessions throughout the weekend.
The coaches and players are happy to be in the Quad Cities, too, especially teams with short drives, such as Bradley and Northern Iowa. The Panthers are the number 1 seed.
It's fresh, it's new, it's exciting to be able to go play at somewhere that's so close where all of our fans can come watch, and that just brings a whole new energy.
Even the local fans in Quad Cities, I think doing something different, bringing something new, I think could be exciting. They love basketball in that area. They embrace basketball in that area, and I think that in itself is going to do a lot for the conference tournament and just the excitement of it, the hype, and hopefully we'll get a lot of fans to come out.
I believe it gives us a chance to be great in a new city, bring greatness, bring that level of competitive, and just bring a fun, loving atmosphere. And I think each 10 teams are going to give us its best and compete hard and bring enjoyment to the new city.
Championship March 10th through 13th at the iWireless Center in the Quad Cities.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Quad Cities and discover your own marvels on the Mississippi now.